It's a warm summer morning in a nondescript campground about 15 miles due south of Battle Creek. You wouldn't think by the looks of it, but it's one of the centers for gold prospecting in southern Michigan. Most gold prospectors here are using decidedly low-tech methods, a simple wooden slide or sluice, which they use to strain buckets of mud from the nearby creek, then swishing the heavier muck in a salad bowl-shaped disc they call a pan. It's a delicate task, one that'll have you breaking a sweat within minutes. Prospector Barry Anderson, though, uses a slightly different method. Anderson is unloading his propane-powered dredging machine from the back of his pickup. It's a jumble of hoses all leading to a conveyor belt resting on two metal pontoons that he'll float on the top of the creek.
The water comes up over here, brings all the gravel, everything from the bottom up. The heavies, gold, lead, candium, any heavy metal, will get trapped in here. Then the water and the lighter stuff passes over, redeposited back into the stream.
Anderson will spend up to 4 hours submerged in a wetsuit, breathing through a tube as he guides a pipe that vacuums up silt from the creek bed. Along with mud, pebbles, buckshot, and the odd bicycle tire, he also hopes to scoop up some gold. That may sound like a waste of time to you, and you're not alone. Steve Kessler is an emeritus professor of geology at the University of Michigan. He says, while there are some gold veins in the Upper Peninsula that may be profitable to mine, there's little chance of someone striking it rich prospecting for gold in southern Michigan.
A little bit of gold looks pretty impressive in a pan, so you can think you've got some pretty good stuff there. But when you finally weigh it out and see how much it is, it's not going to be very much.
Still, with the price of gold at astronomical levels, there are people who dream. And longtime gold prospectors say they've seen more people coming out to try their hand. But gold fever may end up doing damage to Michigan's creeks and streams. That worries Todd Losey. He's a wetland specialist with the Department of Environmental Quality. It's his job to look out for Michigan's fragile wetlands.
We do have a lot of concerns if they start excavating dry land and putting it in the stream to sluice it, to run the water over it. We also have concerns if they get too close to the banks, where they start to cause a disruption of the actual stream bank. That could also be caused by getting too deep within the streams.
It was just those concerns that brought Losey and another DEQ officer out to watch Barry Anderson use his propane-powered dredger scour a creek bottom. As the DEQ officers look on, after about a half hour of collecting gunk from a creek bed, Anderson, now back on shore, gently swishes the muck in a pan, and then...
That's a little speck of gold right there. See that little bitty speck right there?
The gold sparkle is almost too small to see.
24,000 of those make an ounce.
Okay.
It almost seems comical. All this work, all this expense, all for a speck of gold no bigger than a flake of pepper. But Anderson says in the end it's not about the money.
Prospecting is like hunting, but nothing dies. And each little speck of gold is a trophy. I still have all the gold I've ever found. Most men won't get rid of their gold. So I've seen guys with 7-ounce bars, even at the price of gold now, they still don't sell it.
This weekend, dozens of prospectors will be back at it again, panning for gold, some for the thrill of the find, others dreaming the elusive dream of striking it rich, or at least breaking even. I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.